good morning, or by the time you will be watching this, it will be probably Sunday afternoon because the Wi-Fi is very slow.
It is.
June's behind the camera, doing all kinds of bits to me, teasing me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're always teasing at me. Teasing me. So it's Sunday morning, so we're going to do a newspaper review. I've picked the Observer.
Is that for observing?
I don't know what it's for, to be fair. I think it's probably for wiping your arse with.
Alright.
So I said I was going to do different newspapers to get different views. The trouble is, I think picking a Sunday morning paper, there's that much shit in it. I can't really go through it all and do it in a compacted video. So, anyway, I've paid a whopping £1.75 for the honour.
Jesus, how much?
£1.75. Oh no, free from £1.75 for subscribers, £3.50. I've paid £3.50. I've got this, the Observer Sport, Man United and Watford. I've got something else. I've got a picture of a boy with a goat. Did you see Top Gear that time? Not Top Gear, we're at Grand Tour. When they went somewhere and there was a goat. Gulp. It's a big ask. Waterade. And you get the sports as well. Leicester got beat yesterday. I think probably Brendan's had his time. I'm not particularly fussed, to be fair. The football's going down the fucking shitter anyway. You know what I mean? So anyway, it's Sunday the 21st of November. And I'm just going to go through this and give it my... Give it me and June are going to give it our perspective. Is that it?
I guess so.
Is it? We're just going to give our view over what we read here for you. The Observer then. The PM told, don't plan for care charges or face Tory rebellion. I won't worry about facing a Tory rebellion. I'll worry about the country just fucking going after Boris. Because this is, once again, out of touch politics again. Through fucking idiots, right? Well, I've been emailing my MP, Jane Hunt, right? I've asked her to come on a podcast so I can quiz her. They haven't even got the decency to fucking say, sorry, Dave, no, because you might tie me up in knots and make me look like a twat.
She doesn't even respond to emails.
No, she used to.
She did. Up until about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, she got back to you. Took a bit of time,
which is fair enough.
She always got back to you.
Yeah, but now, nothing. You don't get nothing. Absolutely fuck all. But you go on a Facebook page, she's there, having a photo talk. Oh, look at me. And she'll go to these places, right? She went to a charity the other day. And now this is going to sound funny, I sound like I'm taking the piss, but I think it was for people with Alzheimer's and stuff. And I didn't mean to do that, I couldn't remember the charity. That looks bad. Well, anyway, so I dropped him a message. I said, how much does the government donate now? And he went, something like 5% what it used to be. And I'm thinking, why is she sitting there doing all this stuff about charity when you've cut the funding by 95% or whatever it was? What the fuck's going off? Why? How can they do that? They go to the Bell Foundry at Loughborough, right, that made Big Ben, the Ben in the fucking Big Bell, right? She goes on about how wonderful it is, support it and all that. How much do you get from the government? Fuck all, right? The government nearly shut the fucker down because they didn't put anything into it. So I just don't understand it. So our MPs are completely fucking useless. And the country is getting angrier and angrier every fucking day, right? Boris, fucking useless. Priti Patel, fucking useless. Rishi Sunak, fucking useless. Keir Starmer, fucking useless. They're all for Angela Rayner. Oh, you fucking Tory scum. Yeah, Angela Rayner don't mind taking a few quid off the union and other companies, do they? Fucking giving her money. You're all pissing in the same pot. You're all fucking wankers, right? Now they're on about saying that we've got to start, we're going to have to start paying more for care as we get older, June.
Mm.
When we retire,
yeah,
right, we're going to have to pay for our care because it's fair to pay for our care. Ah, fucking wankers. Go on, I'll let you talk.
No. What do you mean? We're going to have to pay for our care.
Well, if we need caring, you know now, right, you have to sell your house to get care, don't you?
Yeah.
To be looked after, for somebody to come around and wipe your arse. It doesn't matter that you've paid, like, into the system for 50 fucking years. You've paid your tax, you've paid your insurance, you've paid your whatever. You know, you've took out a private pension plan, so you've got a good standard of life. Now they're expecting us to pay for a fucking everything else.
Oh.
So it just... you got to say, the idea is, right, in this country, right, people, some of you will probably fucking laugh, but I personally think that the idea is you buy a house, you pay your own way, you don't fucking get off the state, you buy your house, you got your house, then you leave your house to your children to help them start. Because let's face it, it's fucking hard work out there now. Everything is fucking hard work. And the governments are making it fucking harder every day. They're making it harder. They don't give a fuck about us. They don't give a fuck about your normal person working in the street.
Oh, what was it, Klaus Schwab said, you all own nothing, but you will be happy.
Yeah.
And that's about sums it up. That's the way we're heading, aren't we?
Yeah, I was watching the Angry Bootneck the other night, right? And he was saying that if you see a bloke in the street who's homeless, who's got a few bags around him, and these old knackered shoes and whatever, right? He has got more than somebody who is £250,000 in debt.
Oh, he's got freedom, isn't
he? He's got... What he's got there is... Is his. Is his.
Is his.
Is his. Sounds like a terrorist group. that's it. If you lose your job tomorrow, you are homeless and you can't pay your bills and you've got £200,000.
Well, you're fucked. But if you've got nothing to start off with...
Yeah. And a homeless person has got more than somebody who's got £200,000.
I've always said that.
You have, sweetheart. The less you've
got, the less you've got, the happier you are.
Yeah. So, this, once again, right, by this fucking government, are now taking the piss again by expecting us to pay for Boris's care, for our care. And yet, Boris, right, these fucking wanking MPs, because they get on me tits, because they've got... They're on like 84k a year, and now they're talking about paying them more. What, paying them more for what?
Well, isn't that to stop them doing this lobbying and stuff?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter, does it? Because you can't tell me, right, that...
They'll still do the lobbying, won't they, no matter what they're paid?
Yeah, because you can't tell me, right, that if Diane Abbott didn't stand for Parliament, they would get somebody who could actually hold a pen and not a fucking crayon. It doesn't matter. When you're in a safe seat, you can put this fucking apple, right? You can put this pink lady up to sit there. What's the old saying? A pig in a rosette or something. Whatever.
A pig in a rosette?
Yeah, basically the same. You can put anything there and the public will vote for that thing. That animal, that apple, that person. Because it doesn't matter who's in charge. You could put, you could put Peter Sutcliffe there. Hold on, I don't know. You could put Peter Sutcliffe there and he could stick a rosette on him that says Labour and people will vote for him.
Well, they can't think for themselves.
Because they can't think for themselves. And that's how Diane Abbott is, right? All these safe seats, right, it's just a complete joke. It's a complete fucking joke. And I have said this before and I've been saying it for quite a while now. We shouldn't have a party. We shouldn't have a Labour Party, Tory Party, Lib Dems or anything. Every MP should be an independent.
Yeah, they talk a good game till they get voted in.
Well, this is it.
Then they just do what they talk.
Yeah, then they're all controlled by the whip. And then if they don't get controlled by the whip, they'll find some scandal on them and drive them out. So, I'm absolutely fed up. Boris, Tory whips have understood to have been told by several senior Tory MPs that they're consider voting against the plans. They've absolutely got to, because this is fucking disastrous for the country. And then you were thought I was going to say for the government, didn't you then?
No.
But this is disastrous for the government, the country.
You did say the government.
I did say it then, because I've got all wound up. it's a fucking nightmare. And then we turn over to the next page, and Boris's ex-girlfriend, Jennifer Akura, is that how you say it?
Akura.
Apparently, she's going to release details of her diary, of what her relationship with Boris. She's agreed to be questioned. All this. I don't know what the fuck he's done. Boris has got no boundaries.
You know what? Whatever she comes out with, I will not be surprised
no.
at this point, because he's been just a complete and utter disappointment.
Yeah, he has. Boris is the biggest disappointment ever. He's a fucking nuisance. The police watchdog eventually concluded it would not be launching a criminal investigation into whether Johnson abused his position as London mayor to benefit and reward a curer.
Oh, that'd be another one.
So that's another one he's got a fucking way with. It's another one where he has just totally... I believe her. I don't think she's absolutely got anything to gain or lose or anything from this. She'll probably end up on I'm a Celebrity or something like that. But I don't care.
Well, if she's let Boris bone her, then needs some reward.
Well, of course she does. She's obviously fucking planned this out or something. But I honestly don't care. I have gone beyond caring now of what people... I just don't fucking care. I honestly don't fucking care. What I'm saying here, I just don't care if you agree or you disagree or what. I am giving it to you as it is. And Boris is a fucking wanker. And it's just a complete joke. Now then, we're moving on now because it's that time of year when we all rush out on Black Friday and spend a fortune saving fucking £5 and have a good fight in Tesco's over a fucking 200-inch TV.
Not in this house. We've never done Black Friday, have we?
When it first came in, right, I went and did it because I thought... Because when you actually looked at it when it first came out, if I'm not looking at the camera, I'm looking at you. When it first came out, and like they were doing these big offers, and I thought, all right, you're saving £50. But now, as the first one went, and then the second one, then you start looking into it, you're not saving fuck all.
No, all it does is encourage you to spend on something that you didn't really need or want.
Yeah, well, when I bought you that barber coat,
yeah,
I think I had something like £50 off it.
Yeah, so it's worth it.
So it was worth it. But then as people get addicted to fighting on fucking Friday nights, all right for fighting, you get into it. You think, oh, Black Friday, let's get a saving. You're not making any savings because what happens is, right, you're saving £20 on a fucking TV, but you can't afford it in the first place. So you go and get it on fucking credit.
Yeah, it's daft, isn't it?
Can you afford that, sir? Well, no, I can't. Do you want it on credit? Oh, go on then, I fucking save myself £50. You fucking muppets. I've been there, I've done it. Go watch my debt video, go watch it. 35k in debt, it's there. And I did a follow-up. Didn't I, June?
You did, yeah.
Made a fucking fortune on it, because there's that many people who have watched my in-debt video, right? I could have got out of fucking debt with that video if I'd have done it at the beginning, when I was in debt, or weren't in debt. But whatever, things happen for a reason. So this is now Black Friday's coming up. It's just an American shit idea. It's like everything Americans do. It comes over it.
I think before you buy it, if you do your research and find out how much you are actually saving, you've got to weigh it up whether it's worth it or not. And in a lot of cases, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. By the time you've been into high cost...
It is an example. This is not Black Friday, but I went into Claire's Accessories, didn't I, the other day.
Oh, fucking hell.
To buy a hair clip.
I nearly lost my shit you walking around there trying to buy cheap tack.
It wasn't. I was sucked in. For somebody who knows exactly, I never fall for these things, do I? But no. I went in, I bought a hair clip and something else. And she said, oh, if you buy three, you get another three free. So I thought, okay, right, fair enough. At the moment, these two clips were going to cost me £6.
Yeah.
I ended up spending £20.
20 fucking quid.
And I didn't want any of it.
And she didn't want any of it. As soon as you walked into Claire's, I thought, this is going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't like Claire's. I don't.
I very rarely go in, but I needed this particular kind of hair clip, and there was only them that.
Well, you've got thick, heavy hair, haven't you?
I have, yeah, and I wanted a good.
It's like a horse's tail.
Yes.
Arsehole under it. So they con you, and these things, it's come over from America, it's like everything that the Americans do, it comes, it's like fucking Halloween. Never used to be that popular, now it's parties, decorations. That is not Halloween, that's an autumn decoration. People have been questioning that, it's an autumn decoration. We like it because it brings a bit of colour and warmth to the household.
The household.
So, thousands of small firms are planning boycotts and tree planting on the protest against Amazon. So a lot of companies now are going against Black Friday. Black Friday is the Grinch that stole Christmas from small retailers. And I agree. Your local small businesses are struggling against Amazon and stuff. But you go into a place, it's like you go into Leicester and it's just full of fucking dickhead, fucking druggy, bloody Amazon.
I think really the high street did themselves a disservice during the lockdown because they were limiting you so much and they've got like the Gestapo on the door.
Yeah.
I mean, there was an instance where we went into Pets at Home.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
And we both went to walk in together.
There were nobody in Pets. I think there was like a couple in the far corner.
Yeah. And we went to walk in. I've got a bad shoulder, so I couldn't carry the big bag of dog food. We wanted two separate things, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we actually walked in separately.
Yeah.
And I spoke to you.
Yeah.
And the chap says, are you two together? Are you from the same household?
Yeah.
And he says, well, yeah. Oh, well, we can't let you in together. So...
We basically turned around and said, well, fuck off then. Shove it.
No, we didn't. I said, stick it up your arse then.
Yeah.
We'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. And we just walked out.
Crossed over the road and went in the Range.
Yeah.
And got what we wanted from there.
Yeah.
So now I boycott Pets at Home.
Pets at
just
Home.
Because of that, because of the stupidity of their actions.
The common sense.
That was a huge store.
Yeah.
And there was us, and there was another couple.
Yeah.
Right at the other end of the store.
It was the end of the day. It were about 4:30.
We'd run out of dog food.
Yeah, we'd run out of dog food. Don't realise we'd run out of dog food. Went over to get it, and they just fucking Gestapo'd us.
And in fact, the local... pet shop in our village. I've stopped going in there as well.
You don't know that when somebody's walking in, you've got a real bad shoulder at the time, haven't you?
Yeah.
You couldn't even lift a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So I go in, because I don't know what the fuck I'm buying. I'm like a normal bloke. I don't know what I don't know what I'm buying. So we go in and they're just fucking, so fuck you then. We're fucking fed up with you. So yeah, the high streets haven't done themselves any favours. 85% of independent retailers have chosen not to participate this year in Black Friday, the day selling claimers to offer bargains and slash prices. I don't fucking blame them. I wouldn't do it either. It's just a complete fucking joke. Now, apparently moving on, made in Dagenham, but now it's movies roller off the production line. Apparently 20 years ago, the last Ford Fiesta rolled off the line at Dagenham, and now we're now making movies, and we've got here... Harrison Ford shooting the new Indiana Jones in Scotland. That ain't fucking Dagenham then, is it? Fuck's sake. On Indiana Jones, Sean Connery played his dad. We named the dog Indy. Connery was born in 1930. Harrison Ford was born in 1942.
So he was 12. Mind you. Going by his Bond character, that's all.
Yeah, that's it. Come here. Yeah, that's. I could understand that. So that was a bit of shit directing, wasn't it? A shit fucking thing.
Casting.
Casting a shit. Is that like throwing a shit? God, itchy nose there. Nearly two decades ago, since the last Ford Fiesta rolled off the production line, they probably had to push the fucker as well, in Dagenham, East London, making at the end of 70 years. Marking the end of more than 70 years of car production. It was a blow for a workforce that helped produce 11 million cars. But now it's all better because they're doing films. So if you used to fit windscreens on the Ford Fiesta, that is perfect training to go into making films.
Is it?
Yes, perfect. That's how it works. That is now how it works. If you wanted a job in films, you would probably have to... drop a fucking clutch in a Ford Fiesta.
Oh.
That's how it works. That's the logic of these fucking idiot papers and the fucking idiot government where they think, there you go.
Just give them a job doing that.
Walking around. Go and produce that film. Go on. Don't bother with that gearbox now in the Fiesta, that shit. Don't put them back seats in that fucking Mondeo. just go and make a film. Oh, fucking, you know. I'll tell you what, we ought to try this with MPs. Don't be an MP. Go and be a brain surgeon. Go and do another job. Oh, they do all the jobs there, don't they? That's the fucking problem with them, the fucking wankers. Oh, right, now, this is a big one.
Oh, God.
This is a big one. They're on about why doesn't football have many black officials? I used to run the line for my local team. And I used to get so much fucking abuse. You fat, bald, ginger cunt, blah, blah, fucking blah, why don't you, were you blind? Yeah, and that was just from my own team, right? What I used to get from the opposition was absolutely unreal. The amount of times I've offered to shove the flag up some cunt's arse is absolutely unreal. So I can understand why, if somebody doesn't want to be a referee. There was a referee in my day around the Loughborough area called Piper, and he was a black lad. He was fucking brilliant, right? He had got the attitude and the mentality of joining in with the players and everything. And he was one of the best refereeing officials around here. He should have gone on to high stuff, but didn't want to do it. Let me rip that off. No, I don't. I need to leave that. I make notes now, folks, because my brain's going into mush. The problem I've got here, the saying is that there's not enough black and Asian referees. I hope what happens is that they don't just put black and Asian referees out there just for the sake of it. Because I don't care if it's a male or female or black or white or Asian or what. I need an official to go out there and do the job. Now, I will say this. Yes, there is racist people out there. And I don't particularly agree with the FA. I think they're all stuck in the ways. I don't think they're up to date. I think it's full of old white men who just don't have a fucking clue, who only see money. They're not bothered. They don't give a fuck about the fans. That's why they charge like £100 for a fucking shit England shirt or more. They don't care. I know there was one black referee called Uriah Rennie. He were good. He were a good referee. But I'm just hoping that we don't just start employing blacks and Asians as referees just because of the skin colour. I'm hoping it's done on their credit.
How insulting is that?
It is insulting.
You can have the job because you're black, Asian or whatever.
Yeah. But
That is so insane. I'd be really upset if somebody did that.
Yeah, I would.
He's better at the job than you, but because you tick a box, we'll have you.
Well, it's like swimmers, isn't it? Chris, I'm talking to Chris, the lad who I do the podcast with, and he was saying that he can't swim to save his life.
Chris is black, for the people who haven't seen the podcast.
Go watch my bloody podcast, 3 P's in a podcast. And what they're doing is, I heard something today, there's no black swimmers. The idea of a black swimmer is you've got to be the fastest. You can't just go on the colour of the skin. You have to win a race or come in a certain time to get into the Olympics.
Well, if they lost, then that would be racist as well, wouldn't it?
Well, the thing as well is,
because they didn't give a fair chance.
That's why Usain Bolt's so fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
The lad's built for running. Mark Spitz was built for swimming.
Well, can you remember that film years ago with Woody Harrelson, White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah, I never watched it.
Yeah, I know you didn't. But why wasn't that ever considered racist?
I don't know.
Why wasn't that considered racist?
I don't know. It's just, I just hope that it's all very well putting a double spreading of this, but let's make sure the person who's got the job, who gets the job, is got the qualifications for the job. Because if you just start putting a black referee in because he's black, and he starts making massive decisions wrong, you're going to be in the shit because somebody's okayed it for him to do it. And if you start doing that game, it's going to make it wrong.
Surely that's just going to incite more racism, isn't it?
Of course it is. I mean, there's a shortage of referees anyway round here. You know, it's the Sunday League, the times we used to turn up and there weren't a referee. Or whatever.
So does it end up as just a free-for-all?
No, you have to get one of the fans or the manager or somebody to do it. And then that just caused more trouble. So, I don't know. It's just a tough one. I just think we should be just going on the actual ability of doing the job.
Yeah.
And this is what worries me about reports like this. Because it's just going to get out of hand. And I want to... If I'm watching a game of football, I want to make sure the referees are fucking shit anyway nowadays. Now moving on again to another race subject. I'm probably expecting a lot of comments about this. White cricketers from top schools 34 times likelier to be pros than Asian players. I'll give you a reason why this is. This isn't just about cricketers from posh schools where they spank each other and do whatever and toast their bums with a pikelet or whatever they used to fucking do. I don't fucking know. Schools, it's only the posh schools that particularly do cricket. I think you'll find, when I went to Humphrey Perkins, I think that was one of the few times we actually had cricket lessons at school. It was, I can remember Mr. Johnson telling me how to field a ball when it was coming to you on the ground. You get down on one knee, sideways, so if it bounces up, it hits you on the chest and it doesn't go over your shoulder or whatever. Or whatever, you prepare yourself. And I've got an itchy nose. So, I can't remember doing cricket at Rawlings.
I can't remember doing any sport at Rawlings, I don't think.
I think it's more of a thing where the schools have stopped doing it. If you want cricketers now, you have got to go to your local clubs like Quorn and Salby. Salby's got a tremendous youth academy thing there. Barra, they've got one. I think Quorn have got one as well. All cricketers now are coming from the youth setup of these clubs. If you go, we used to play a cricket club called Mandela Cricket Club. And they got loads of Asian players because it was that area. I don't think it's anything to do, I might be wrong, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I think I've spat on my own glasses here. How the fuck did I do that?
It's because you got excited.
Always excited, June. I would say this is more of a posh thing. Than whatever. I don't know, I might be wrong. If I'm wrong, folks, don't go fucking abusing me and all that. Put your opinions in the comments down below and we'll go from there. You know, I'm a man of the people. I am on your side.
Free speech and all
that. Free speech and all that. Andrew Mari wants to leave the BBC. Don't we all want to leave the fucking BBC then?
Oh, I've left the bloody BBC.
Yeah, we don't. When was the last time we watched anything on the BBC?
I don't know, I don't watch television at all.
I can't remember. It's probably something like Peaky Blinders or something.
Yeah, even that went to shit.
Yeah, the Peaky Blinders, it's gone on. Peaky Blinders has gone on too long. All you people who have come in now and made it popular. Oh, Peaky Blinders, have you seen Peaky Blinders? Yeah, we've seen it for the last fucking 3 years. Where were you at the beginning? It's like when you sing to Blackburn fans, where were you when you were shit? The BBC is just a joke. Andrew Marr wants to. His decision to leave the BBC is prompted by his desire to speak freely on environmental issues as well as politics and escape the daily online attacks he faces, it is believed.
Well, what's his face going back to the BBC now?
Who, Andrew Neil?
Yeah,
well, twat. He can fuck off now,
yeah,
Andrew Neil.
Yeah, what an absolute twat. Anybody who's not seen GB News, watch it.
Yeah.
They're not all great. But some of the presenters are really good. Well, and anybody who's a fan of Neil Oliver, get on there.
You fancied her, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you got a bit of a soft spot. I think what it is, to get a view of everything, you have to watch a lot of the programmes. But I cannot watch BBC News anymore. It is just full of bullshit. Mind-bending bullshit.
I don't watch any of the mainstream news.
I'll watch clips off Sly News. I'll sometimes watch clips off BBC News. I'll watch clips off GB News. I try to watch everything. So, because what I tend to do is, I tend to have an argument with myself. I'll sit and I'll read something and I'll say, right, I'll look at it from this point of view. And then I'll look at it from their point of view. And then I'll try and...
We don't always agree, do we?
Oh, fuck no. We don't agree on a lot. Well, we do agree on a lot of things.
Politically, we don't, do we?
Yeah. But the BBC, it's just shit. And when they do have people on, I can understand why Andrew Marr's probably leaving that, or is leaving, because the BBC, it's like when they have these news conferences of COVID. They'll say, right, George from the BBC. It's such a scripted fucking question that doesn't really put any pressure on the government.
Where has... investigative journalism gone since this pandemic?
Where has it gone? I don't know. It's just shit. But on these conferences, these things, then they'll have somebody from ITV, and you think That isn't a question.
Well, they still have that bloody Beth Rigby on, don't they? Oh, well, she should have been shot into orbit.
They just don't, and like, and then, I mean, I'm not a fan of, who's your mate? Burley.
She's no mate of mine.
No. But she was on the other day with Rishi Sunak, and she gave him a question, and oh, he lost it.
He did.
He
did.
Fucking lost it.
Well, Kay Burley, I hate her, as it's well documented, but she went up slightly in my estimation because of that, because she asked that question.
She's probably realised what a twat she's been, and now she's decided, shit, I better get back on the public side. Because she asked him a question, and what's his fucking name? Javid. Oh, I can't. I don't know his name. Sad Bastard Javid.
Sajid Javid?
Something like that. I don't care. She questioned him and he lost it. And then he did a tweet the other day about something, didn't he?
Yeah, it was this chap had tweeted, I've had two Pfizer vaccines.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about having a different one as my third.
Yeah.
And Javid said,
Respect the NHS.
No, so what?
Yeah.
Respect the NHS.
That is not a fucking answer.
And this bloke is probably somebody who's voted for this government.
Yeah.
And to speak to him like that is bang out of line. Who the hell does he think he is?
The politicians, they honestly think they rule the world. But they don't, because we rule it, because we vote you in.
There's more of us than them.
There is. And there will be. This I tell you, attitudes like that, Javid, if you're fucking watching, if somebody points me out to you, which I doubt it will, because you haven't got the balls to fucking come and have a go at me, Javid. I'd love you to fucking... And Boris, bring Boris and all, and bring Patel, and bring Keir Starmer, and come and have a fucking go if you think you're hard enough, because you're all fucking tossers. I fucking hate the lot of you. In fact, moving on. MPs in safe seats most likely to moonlight. You don't say.
Is that where they get their arse out?
Ah, fuck. Yeah, that bloke who got his arse out on that fucking speed camera and got arrested by six coppers pinned down.
Yeah, he's on his bucket list. Yeah,
he's on his bucket list. He's dying. What is it? Terminally ill.
Terminally ill. On his bucket list, he wanted to... Moon at a camera and the rest of the
speed camera and nicked him. Un-fucking-believable. Well done, the police. I hope you're fucking proud of yourself. So anyway, they're saying now that MPs in safe seats are more likely to have taken up a second job than their colleagues in marginal constituencies. I honestly can't believe that they've actually wrote this, Michael Savage, policy editor.
To have a job as important as running the country, no way should you have another job. No way.
No.
And it shouldn't be about the money. It should be...
about serving the public.
Yeah.
You know what it is when you go into it. Yeah. You know that you're only on 84k all expenses and a massive fucking pension. You know what that is. So why do you need to fucking have another job? If you don't want another job, then fuck off. I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there, right? I am not the sharpest tool in the box, right? But I think I know right from wrong. The reason I would have loved to go into politics, right, and say it how I'm talking to you, good people out there now, and say it like it is to some of these fucking reporters, because I think that you would get probably more of a following if you weren't such a fucking hoity-toity, namby-pamby fucking twat. Right, I think you would probably get more people listening to you if you spoke like me or June.
I don't think it's about class, is it? I think it's about their inability to realise how the rest of the country live. We don't live like them. We don't live like them. Do we?
No.
I mean, I saw it today somewhere in a comment, I think. I think you read it out. And somebody was saying, you haven't got a clue what it's like. I've had to choose between putting food on the table or paying in the car. So I'm waiting in the pissing down rain for a lift to work because I can't afford to put fuel in the car. Now, if they'd lived that life...
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've lived that life. I know I got us into debt, but we've lived that life where we've struggled.
Yeah.
And these politicians don't. They don't have the experience. Keir Starmer. Makes out he's on the fucking side of the people. Millionaire. He don't know what fucking people are. He don't give a flying fuck. He spent half his time getting fucking criminals off. He got fucking Jimmy Savile off. How do you know how we feel, Keir? You fucking prick. It just does my head in. So, you ought to start saying, you're coming into politics, because they're saying, oh, you need to pay them more so you get a better class of politician.
To be a politician, I should think it should be a calling.
It should. Should be a fucking calling. Right, Home Office cover-up study of why refugees risk lives to reach UK. Now, I've no problem with people coming here. Like most people, if you're coming
legally,
if you're coming here to improve your life or your country, then fair enough. Now, I just don't agree with this coming over on the dinghies. We don't know who's coming here. We don't know what. We don't know anything, do we?
Oh, he's swinging erections, blue eyed off.
Unbelievable. Now, people say they're being brave, they're coming over here, they must be really desperate to come from France on the channel over here. I don't, the thing is, you're classing, right, in the war, when the Jews were being hunted down, that was desperation. That weren't a case of just going from Germany into France to be safe, because the Germans got into France. All these immigrants that are coming over now, there's nobody hunting them down. There is no hunting down. You're in France. You're in Germany. Yeah, France and Germany have a higher intake of refugees and stuff, or asylum seekers, or whatever you want to call them. Yeah? But they're coming over on boats. We don't know who they are. They don't know where they're going. It's just...
It's all these ones that are committing crimes, like this David Amos and allegedly and all that. They're all on a watch list.
Well, the last one in Liverpool weren't, were it?
They were aware of him, though, weren't they?
No.
Because he'd been here, he'd had asylum.
Oh, refused. You mean he'd been rejected as?
He'd been refused asylum in 2014. He got arrested for wielding a knife.
In Liverpool.
Got sectioned and he's still here.
Yeah.
Well, he's not now because he's been about a million pieces.
Yeah. But it's, to say that, it's, you can't compare them to the Jews fleeing Germany. They're in France. It's a safe country.
If they're coming in this country, I want to know who they are.
Yeah. And the other thing is, there was a French mayor the other day and she says, you've only got yourselves to blame, England. Because you're too soft.
The truth hurts.
Leave that there. And I'll tell you something else. The people that are saying we welcome immigrants and that, fair enough, right? But we've got to know who's coming in. It's got to be a legal and proper way of doing it. It's costing us a complete fortune. I don't understand why we're giving France £54 million and they're still coming over.
Well, they've got no incentive, have
no,
they?
No, the French have got no incentive.
Because they don't want them there either.
No. But the people that are saying, welcome, come on over and that, when there's going to be a big, massive sinking one day, right, and there's going to be 40, 50, 60 dead people. That's on your hands. Right, moving on now we put the world right to that fucking bit. There's a tennis player, what's her name?
The Chinese.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to. Well, it's there, look. Peng Shuai.
Yeah.
She's gone missing in China. Now, people have said, I was on a. Something the other day, and I says, you know, this is fucking serious. This is serious that she's gone missing.
Yeah,
and people are saying, people are saying, oh, but people go missing all the while. Yes, people do go missing, and every person that is missing is a tragedy because there is a loved one who's missing them.
She's accused a politician, hasn't she?
That's what I was getting to.
Oh, sorry.
But she's gone missing in China. She was accusing a politician, a Chinese politician, of sexual harassment and all that. Now, we need to know where she is, because, God, I've got a lot of idiots, because we just need to know where she is, because if China can get rid of a tennis player, who else are they getting rid of? Now, I'm not saying China have got rid of her, I'm not saying she's in some kind of camp anywhere making stuff for Amazon, but
they do seem to have a bit of a track record though, don't they?
Yeah, it's, we need to know where she is, and I don't want to see a recording of her whatever. I want to see her live. I want to see her playing at Wimbledon. I want to see her in the French Open, the Italian Open, the American Open. I want to see her playing tennis. This is wrong, people. And if you don't realise how wrong this is,
you need to get your head out.
You need, yeah, you really do need to wake up. Because China, I mean, they talk about Joe Biden, oh, he's the most powerfulest man in the world. No, he's not. China are. Followed very closely by Russia. This is serious. This is really serious. And I don't think people realise how serious it is. I'm a bit concerned that it's only made page 12.
Yeah, I know Australia, well, Sky News Australia are banging on about China, aren't they? They're very worried about them.
Yeah. This, I honestly don't think we realise what the threat is. And if they can get remove a tennis player, if they can remove a tennis player, it's just bang out of line. It's just wrong. Is this an attack on human rights? The care home still denying family visits to residents.
Outrageous. Never put your family in care home. If you can help it in this time, do not do it.
If you can help it in this day and age, do not put a relative in a care home. Can you manage Junie, baby?
Yeah.
Since March, families have been able to nominate an essential caregiver. It's just wrong. It is just completely wrong that you can't get to a family relative. I just honestly don't understand the actual mental. If your mother was in a care home,
she wouldn't be.
Well, I know she wouldn't. I know.
If she was, I'd have broke her out.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have stayed.
The amount of, you know, they're talking of people who might die of COVID and stuff. How many old buffers have died because they cannot get to see their families? It's just.
They lose the will to live, don't they?
They do. They lose the will to live. If they don't get to see their families on them given days that they've been going as a regular thing, that gives them hope, that gives
some
them...
some of them are suffering from dementia, aren't they?
Yeah.
How do they know that the families have just not given up on them?
Exactly. It is an absolute fucking disgrace. And Twat Hancock, right, he's back on Twitter. Go and have a look at him on his Twitter page. He's taking pictures and he's in think tanks. How can you have Matt Hancock in a think tank? He doesn't fucking think. Well, he did think when he was shafting that woman over his desk. Yeah, they were really thinking then, weren't they? They were thinking, oh yeah, baby, what a lovely ass you've got.
I still think that were a setup. They needed to get rid of it.
Ah, fucking. Well, send him to China. Let him go and play tennis with that fucking gal. That's the best way to get rid of him. Should vaccine passports be used within UK? Scientists urge caution.
Definitely fucking not.
No.
Definitely not.
It's another fucking road
that's
down
to... thin end of the wedge.
Yeah. It's another way of just controlling us.
You let that come in, your life will be over.
Yeah.
This country will be over.
Now, I'm not saying if we've had the vaccine, I'm not saying if we haven't had it or anything like that. That is no concern to us. Because I tell you why. Because I'm fed up with seeing fucking celebrities. I'm not classing myself as a celebrity or anything like that. But I'm fed up with seeing people rolling the sleeves up, having the picture taken, saying, oh, I've had it. I've had my jab. It's got fuck all to do with anybody else. Right? But this is getting out of hand. I've seen somewhere where they're on about companies only employing you if you've had the jab. Or proving that you've had the jab. Or you've done this, you've done that. It's getting out of fucking hand. Because if you've had the jabs, fair play to you, right? Fair play to you. It's a free country. If you want to do it, go for it. If you've had the booster, that's great. But what's it going to be now when these companies are saying, oh, right, we need you to be up to date with your vaccines. What, so you've got to have like 8 vaccine boosters? Why, what's it got to do with them? And apart from that, people are still catching it after they've had it.
And not just being slightly ill.
Yeah, not being slightly ill.
Quite ill.
They're being really ill through it. It's just a fucking nightmare. Fortunately now, I don't work. So I couldn't give a fuck. a company, if a company wanted me to prove that I'd had the jab, I'd be saying you can fuck off. You're not, I'm not giving you my medical details.
The passport is a totally different thing to whether you've had the vaccine or not.
Yeah.
It's a totally different issue.
Yeah.
Vaccine, I would not show a passport to enter any business.
No.
Ever.
No.
End of.
No.
Ever.
It's just, the next thing we'll be doing is wearing a fucking yellow star on us, or a fucking, a picture of a syringe on your chest, or with like the Ghostbuster sign, a syringe with the blood sign.
They're already building quarantine camps in Australia.
Yeah, Australia's fucked. Absolutely fucked. In Wales, there was a cinema shut down because they were letting people in who hadn't got some kind of ID for the passport. Well, let's face it, Mark Drayford, his son doesn't need a fucking COVID passport, does he?
Did you see him at that?
I'd heard, yeah. He was at a party or something.
He was at a party and he was dancing in a crowded room, no masks, no social distancing whatsoever.
See, this is what I hate about...
Another example of... Do as I say, not as I do.
And this is why I hate politicians. They're all there at the COVID, at the COP thing, weren't they, the week? And like, Boris is there with fucking five other people.
Boris was pulled up, weren't he, by a news reporter the other day for sitting next to Attenborough without a mask on.
Yeah.
And she pulled him up on it and says, why were you doing that? And he couldn't answer. He just can't answer.
Because it's just typical. Boris was there the day... he showed you having a picture taken with five other people, then a second later they had another picture taken with the mask taken off. It's just hypocrisy on every fucking account of these politicians. I hate the fucking lot of them. I hate them so much I can taste it. COP27 in Egypt next year. Why? Why are we having COP27? I thought we'd all sorted it this year. No, it's going to be in Egypt, right? In Egypt. I thought Egypt, that ain't exactly a very safe place to be at the moment, is it? And I've read this on a bit more. COP27, exceptions, it's in Africa because apparently it's only fair. Hold on, my fucking thing's going. Apparently it's only fair that it's in Egypt, in Africa. But they've got to look at, they were talking about protests. But the choice of Egypt has become cause for concern since coming into power in a military coup in 2013. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah, oh, for fuck's sake, has overseen the broadest and deepest crackdown on civil rights in Egypt's modern history. Dissent has been outlawed. The Arabic Network for Human Rights Information estimates 65,000 political prisoners are currently inside the country's detention centre. So... what I'm looking forward to for next year is Greta going to Egypt and going, shove your climate crisis up your ass, blah, 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 blah. I'm looking forward to that because the only reason why these fuckers are campaigning like they are doing is because they're coming to safe countries like ours, or like sturgeons. Anyway, and this is going to be massive. There's going to be no protesters there. And if there is, they'll be out with them long whippy stick things. Mm. Beating people. And it's going to be interesting viewing. But, like I said, I don't understand as well why they're giving these places to Egypt after it is... I mean, he's been in there since 2013. They know it's going to be a fucking difficult place. It's like they're just giving these things to countries of... It's like the World Cup, innit? How many have died making the stadiums?
Did you say 40,000 or something?
I don't know. There's a lot of people who have died building these stadiums in Qatar. Why do we give it to places like that? Why do we give them a reward where their human rights record is completely shit? I don't understand. Don't understand it at all. Don't fucking understand it. Now, this is an advert. That Black Friday feeling, get Black Friday prices early and beat the rush, Currys. They've just had an article saying, don't do it. But, obviously, for the Observer, money talks. Oh, we've got Sophie... What?
Children in Need.
Sophie Ellis-Baxter. She's raised £1 million. Sophie Ellis-Baxter raised more than $1 million. £1 million and counting for Children in Need. She's done well there, Sophie, because that £1 million will probably go to pay the wages of... what's his name? Andrew, is it... I can't remember his fucking name. His fucking shit name, anyway. It will probably go to pay his wages and the 10 directors below him. Andrew, I think his name's Andrew, or is it Stephen? Oh, I can't fucking remember. The CEO of Children in Need is on something like £140,000 a year. The ones below him, I would have thought, are on pretty much close to that. So well done, Sophie. That £1 million has gone to pay their fucking wages. Unbelievable. And you know...
I'll tell you what, it's a lucrative business. It is. Charity game, isn't it?
What did he do? What does this CEO do, right? November is Children in Need.
And it works one day a year.
He's probably there for 1 month. I mean, they'll say, oh, right, we've got to have a meeting about giving this money to this company or this charity or this place or that place. Let's give them more money and let's not give them any money. And do they fit the criteria? And any more biscuits? Rosemary, get some more coffee in. What the fuck's he doing? It just amazes me. You know, and the other thing is, I bet the CEO of the Children in, I looked him up on the internet, and apparently he's been at all these other charity places. He likes to have a lot of charity. He's done a lot of work for charity.
Yeah, but this is another thing that should be done as a calling. You want to do that work.
Yeah.
Not because it's going to get you a big wage.
I think he's a lawyer as well.
You should be doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's the right thing to do, morally right. Not because you can make loads of money doing it.
They should be
doing that. If they really want to be charitable, they should be doing that at worst at minimum wage, at best for nothing. Yeah. If they've got other jobs, they should. If they really want to raise charity and be charitable, they should
do it. But then you'll have the old story of, oh, yeah, but you need a decent person to do it. You need the best to do the job.
Bullshit.
Bullshit, says June. It just amazes me. And. If you have a look through the accounts of Children in Need and all these other big charities, they have got so much money. It's absolutely unreal how much money this generates. And the other thing is, it's right, they get all these kids at school and they all turn up in fucking pudsy ears.
Yeah, but the parents as well. That's another thing. The parents are forced to buy a bloody T-shirt off the... I don't know whether it's a school website or the Children in Need website.
Yeah.
A lot of these parents can't afford that. If you've got two kids at the same school.
Yeah. You can't do it. You can't just keep making people shell out money for charity.
And they say it's not compulsory, it's optional. But if you've got 15 kids in that class who can afford it and the other 15 can't, the 15 that can't...
I would
feel stupid.
Yeah, I would go the other way. I would say you've got 25 people who can afford it, and then you've got 5 who can't. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just fucking wrong.
It is wrong.
These charities put so much pressure on parents and people to raise... It's like they go around... I mean, I must admit, back in the day, back in the 80s or the early 90s, we did it. We did it 1 year. We went out in fancy dress and raised money and... And then when you think about it, you're walking around and you're rattling a book in front of people's face. It's fucking wrong. It really is wrong how they do it. And it's like these fucking idiots who, you walk by somebody in the street and, hello sir, have you got 5 minutes? No, fuck off, I haven't got 5 minutes. Because I'm not giving my bank details, my fucking house number, my phone number to you, so you can give it to another fucking idiot who can sell it on. I'm not doing it. If I want to give to charity, I'll give to the donkey sanctuary. Right? I tell you what, if you want to give money to charity, folks, give it to a small local charity. Round here, there's a woman who looks after fucking hedgehogs. Right? Struggles like fuck. Yeah? Give to a small charity. Don't give to these fucking massive... Oh, fucking hell.
The businesses, aren't they?
They are. It's all it is. It's fashionable to do this. Just, Children in Need come round. Everybody dress up as fucking pudsy bear.
There's a certain type that do that. For
Oh, look at me. Type. I've sat in a fucking bath of horse shit for fucking 2 days. Give me your money, give me your money.
But you say it around it, it's quite an affluent area around it. There's a particular type of person who wants to be seen to be doing the right
thing. Yeah, they don't want people to think bad of them.
Well, they just want to virtue signal line, haven't they?
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck off. Fed up with it. And I'll tell you something else, right, folks. You're probably thinking I'm a cunt. I don't really care. But there's more and more people who are beginning to get pissed off with this. Being forced to do things, being forced to think things, being forced to be something. Ain't fucking happening. Ain't fucking happening. So, now, now moving on to Afghanistan. They're talking of dying children paying the price as Western aid is switched off. When Afghanistan was invaded, I followed the fucking line of Tony Blair and Bush and all the other fucking idiots, and I was thinking, yeah, let's get in there, let's get Saddam. Not Saddam. Who was the other one?
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden. And get him. But what happens is you get caught up in the media hype of this. You get caught up.
We're a bit wiser to it now,
yeah. And I think as you get older, you know, all these youngsters are protesting about climate change and all that. As you get older, you realise that you've been fucking suckered in.
You've been groomed.
Yeah.
You've been groomed.
Yeah. By the media. And it's completely wrong. Now, we went in there, I thought we were going to help the country get freedom. I thought they were going to make it a better place and everything. And now they've just fucking pulled the plug out and flushed them down the fucking sink.
These terrorists, is it the Taliban? Yeah. They played the long game.
They did. The Taliban would have waited, what was it, 20 years? They'd have waited 50, 80, they'd have waited 100 years. They would have kept on the beliefs, their beliefs and everything. They would have waited 100 years to get where they are today.
They're determined.
Yeah. In a way, you've got to, I know this sounds wrong, but you've got to tip your hat to them. Because they took on one of the biggest armies in the world and they've won. They have fucking won. They went through Afghanistan, right, against the might of the American army and air force. They went through Afghanistan quicker than the Germans went through Europe.
And all we've done is given Afghanistan a taste of freedom.
Yeah. And then dropped it.
And then we've just dropped it.
Yeah.
And the living under tyrant rule.
And the best thing is, there was a video out the other day of Joe Biden, and he were at this little fucking meeting, and he was saying how we shouldn't pull out of Afghanistan. We shouldn't. It was a good 10 years ago. And he was saying to the people, if we pull out of Afghanistan, we've got to do it orderly.
All the fucking equipment there.
Because they're fucking idiots. But
you can't be that stupid. That must have been done on purpose. You cannot be that stupid.
Yeah. it was saying how to withdraw from Afghanistan, it should have been an organised event. We should bring all the equipment back and everything. And he's gone again. Once again, if you just go through Joe Biden's history, everything he said in the history is not what's happening. He's not what he was going to do. Another fucking lying politician who shits himself and farts in front of Camilla. You might not like Camilla. I don't think there's any need to fart in front of Camilla.
I like Camilla.
Yeah, she's all right. So he said, like he was saying, if we withdraw from Afghanistan, it's got to be done organised. We've got to do it this and we've got to do it that. No, what you've done, Joe, is and our lot, we've just come out, we've left a load of fucking weapons there, and we've basically made the Taliban something like the fifth most dangerous army in the fucking world. Well done, Joe. Absolutely fucking brilliant.
Yeah, and pissed them off in the process because we've tried to...
Yeah, you've just made it completely worse. Yeah, you've just made it completely worse. You're a complete fucking loon. Rittenhouse, he was free. These people moaning about that. Now, right, I've got this here about him. Things I learned from watching the trial. I didn't know the gas station where it all started and where Kyle stayed up until they started to attack him, his own by his grandparents. They came on his property to attack him. I didn't know that Kyle put out a dumpster fire that was being rolled down to a gas station to blow it up with people all around. Somebody set a dumpster on fire to roll it down a hill into a fucking petrol station. What fucking hell kind of people are that? I didn't know that Kyle's dad, grandma and friends all lived in Kawashua, 20 minutes from where he resided with his mum. I didn't know that someone had not written the house down twice and then attempted to kick him in the kick him with lethal force to the head. I didn't know that Hoover had hit him in the head twice with a fucking skateboard. It just goes on. I've watched a bit of it. I've not watched a lot of it because, you know, that's the way I am. There's other things happening in my life. I didn't know that Gage Krausenkurzer aimed his gun at Kyle first, as he had admitted on the stand. There's loads of stuff there. Loads and loads of stuff that happened. And that's the way it is. So I just thought I'd say that. Right, what's this one have I done here? Oh, we've got the PM, another fuck up here, about HS2 or whatever it is. They're on about the train. Somebody's gone on the train from Leeds. Right, she's gone from Manchester Piccadilly to Leeds railway station. Apparently it took over an hour to travel the 35 miles between the two cities on the 8:30 from Manchester on Friday. It's just another complete fuck up. Let's get why would people want to get on a fucking train, sit next to some stinking bastard of BO, right, while some twat's got their earphones in so you can hear that fucking like a fly note? Why would you want to go and sit on a train? 25 minutes you could probably stomach for work, right? You're not going to do it. I wouldn't do it. Our country is not set up for that. There's too many people in this fucking country. Boris wrote a paper on it a good 7 years ago about how we're overpopulated. Perhaps we need some kind of virus to wipe some of the population out, due to, you know what I mean? To get rid of the to lower the population. It's quite a good read, to be fair. And it needs sorting. I can't see how, you know, the mechanics all drive electric cars. They're not about getting rid of fucking fuel, petrol and diesel cars and vans. Nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to go with that if you can't get the train services right.
No. I mean, you're talking about that. Nobody can catch a bloody bus round
here. Nobody can catch a bus round here. Can't catch a bus. Oh, Dylan could get over. Ginger and Dylan went to Loughborough the day, came back here because the fucking bus weren't running.
Didn't fucking turn up.
Absolutely a joke. So all this green agenda of everybody using public transport, it's fucked. It ain't going to work. People can't get to work. People can't get to school because we haven't got the fucking buses. Keir Starmer, he's another prick on it. That's like, he's 1 minute against HS2 and then the next minute he's all for it. He can't make his fucking mind up. I'll tell you what, that bloke must have so much trouble deciding what underpants to put on in the morning. Shall I go with the red ones or shall I go with the orange ones? I'll probably go with the orange ones. I don't know, or shall I go for the brown ones? It would hide my shit stains. It's just fucking dickhead. Do you know what, folks? I'm fucking had enough of this one today. I can't be doing it anymore. I've had enough. What's this? A legal challenge has been launched against an earlier court ruling reached in secret that the contents of Prince Philip's will should be concealed for 90 years. Well, will's a private thing anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's no to do with anybody.
It's got fucking no to do with anybody. That's fucking longer than JFK, isn't it? There was something the other day, weren't there? Oh, the results of the vaccine. They're not being released for another 70 years, isn't they? In America. 55 years in America. So, anyway, my battery light's flashing. I've had enough of this. I can feel my head, like, going. Like elastic bands around me.
I don't want to put up with this all day.
Yeah. So, I hope you've enjoyed this. If you don't like them, don't watch them. I'm still going to carry on doing them because I quite enjoy doing it. So, laters.